Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey now, it's that time again. We're working through some audio issues, so if it seems like I'm yelling at any point, Aaron, just tell me to what? Calm down.
Calm down. How you doing?
Bring it down a notch. Hi, Dollface. I'm doing great. Thank you. I am thrilled about our guest today. I'm not even going to have a precursory conversation about all the things we've been up to the last few weeks, because who cares? When you've got Dr. Pimple Popper on, say that three times, your life is complete. You and I are going to have a field day with all the questions we can ask her. Dr. Sandra Lee joins us in just a little bit.
This was one, when you and I first talked about popping pimples, that I wanted to do right away. I feel like she is my soulmate. I feel like she is my spirit animal. I feel like she is my person. I like to think sometimes I'm a certified dermatologist. As I tell my husband all the time, I brought the tools, which consist of Q-tips and that thing that with the circle that you mash down. These, I just hit my microphone. I was so excited. The stories about acne, and I wasn't bad when I was a kid, but now that you're on air, I always say all the time, I wouldn't care about all of this if I wasn't on air. But when you have to deal with this and be in front of athletes that are looking at it, your entire crew, it's a situation. You've got your stories about it too.
Stories. I've had to deal with this since I was 13 years old. So again, my mom, sweet Kathy Thompson, as I was in the bathroom crying and I was taking her sewing needles or safety pins and trying to like pop my zits and then not like pretending like I was sick because I didn't want to go to school because I was so embarrassed. And I've been on Accutane four times. I've dealt with this for so long that now it's become comedy, but it wasn't always like that. And I know, you know, we like to self-deprecate in a lot of ways and, you know, just call attention to what is. But as a kid, it was really traumatizing to always break out. And I think that I really, really empathize with anybody that has, you know, active breakouts, like cystic acne, chronic acne, all the things. And so I'm really excited to talk to Dr. Pimple Popper for a lot of reasons, because she has really brought some levity to a situation that can be sad. I mean, for me, again, speaking from experience, and I've tried it all. So I'm excited to hear and learn more about skincare. And as I get older, I think that, you know, I spend all this money on products thinking it's going to like help the situation. So I want to get all the advice I can from her. And I know that I've like scarred up my skin over all the years from trying to pop zits myself. Again, this lighter right here sterilizes needles. Always sterilize your needles.
I've never tried that. I've done everything. So look, we travel for, you know, a living. You, you know, have been in and out of these great hotel rooms. And some of the worst things, I always find I get these monsters. I'm a T-zone kind of gal, but I get the puppies on my chin.
Explain what a T-zone is for people that don't know.
Oh, hi, how. I get the T-zone one. So right here in my forehead, not so much down along my nose. These ones right here inside. Oh my God,
those
they
are
kill.
Doozies. Aaron, for those of you that are listening, she's pointing underneath her nostrils.
Yeah. And then really it's my chin. That's the problem area. I have three or four places where it's a recurring situation, and it is like clockwork. You tell me we've got the Super Bowl. You tell me we have NFC Championship. Didn't get one this time. Just any big game. And the worst is, I mean, I could go on and on. You get to site. No, let's just start over. You get to site. It's 2 days before and you're like, all right, this could be something.
Let's see. When's this coming to a head?
You start the heat.
Do we have
you start
time?
The topical.
Can we cover it up?
Yes. I start getting like mental. I'm like, if I start thinking good thoughts, it's going to go away. It's not going to be that big when I'm doing this monster matchup. It's going to be fine. You get there. I'm the person that I make sure every single person on my crew knows, hey, EA, what's up? What? Nothing. Well, I'll tell you what's up is the skin on my chin. It's so raised. I have a heartbeat. Can you see it? I let everyone know from Joe Troy. But the biggest person I let know, Rich Russo, God love him, our director. I let him know.
No close-ups from that angle.
I always hold the mic. I'm holding it right now for all of our friends on YouTube to cover it. So I could have a monster on my chin. There's the mic. Well, everybody, great matchup today.
This is a great point to interject for all of you guys that are listening. All of you guys, I hope there's a lot of you. But for those of you that are aspiring broadcasters and maybe listen to us for some advice, what we're telling you is we have acne.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ensure that you are best friends, and you should be nice to everyone on your crew always, because trust me, everyone talks.
Yeah.
Reputations are the only thing you have. So be kind to everyone. That said, really be kind to the director and the lighting person because they are your best friend and they will save you if they can. Okay, go.
So, I mean, again, like I said, I let everybody know. We have to, back when COVID wasn't happening, go up and see these athletes. The worst is when you get them right before a sit-down interview. So I'm usually the one that I'll try to position the hair. If that doesn't work, I remember doing a Carolina Panthers game and I was talking to our buddy Greg Olson on the field. It was Carolina Pittsburgh and freaking I had the biggest one on my chin and he was talking to me and I almost stood with like an angle with my back to him, but like this. And I was like,
so he didn't see it.
Yeah. How do you think the offense is going this, you know, my shoulder? And he's like trying to turn around and I'm like turning. It is so awkward. So I always try to position my body.
I've cut bangs.
Oh, wow.
I've cut bangs before. Yeah. I cut bangs one time because I was having a full forehead breakout. I'm opposite. I either get full forehead or I get jawline. And my dermatologist is like, this is so me. Well, you get that because you have high testosterone. Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
you didn't have to tell me that. That apparently when you break out on your jawline, it means that you have an excessive amount of testosterone in your system. Who knew? So those are my issues, which are actually easy to cover up because to your point about the hair, you can, or I'll do a lot of this. Sit with my hands on my chin, or on my jawline, which is probably why I'm breaking out. But I cut bangs one time. Okay, I never told this story.
Oh,
and my agent, who's no longer my agent because he now runs WWE.
Rich.
I called Nick Khan crying. Yeah, Rich. Not Rich Russo. That's different. He's rich too. Differently.
So rich.
In love.
Big house.
I was working a hockey game. I can't remember who it was. I mean, I was so traumatized by my acne. I can't remember who the game was. I was on the road in a hotel room. I had went to town the night before. Like, just thought, like, and again, that lighting in the hotel room, it's similar to how you've talked about the airplane. Oh. That lighting just wants to show you anything and everything. So I went to town thinking like, okay, I got him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I got him in. I got it in
what
while
did you
I
use?
Could. I didn't
what
do
did
too
you
much
use?
To get him?
Yeah.
I always travel with a safety pin.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you have to ask downstairs for a sewing kit. You know what I mean?
Sewing kit. Yes, of course I've done that too. But that's what I or I've been really lucky on dry cleaning. The safety pin will be hidden on somewhere secure the pants on there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when in doubt, that's happened to me in the house before when I can't find one. And it's like a bobby pin. How come whenever you want to find safety pin to pop is it, you can't find it? You're motherfucker. So I'm in a hotel room. I'm working for Versus. Big hockey gal.
Oh, yeah.
And I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, fuck. There's no way I can go on air. There's no amount
of
concealer.
Where is it?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh,
it's
a
like
lot
we're
of
talking
them.
Cheeks, forehead. It's okay. It's everywhere. I'm so embarrassed. And now I'm crying. I'm like, I have to make up a story that I got sick. I got food poisoning and I have to get out of here. I can't work this game. I can't go.
Oh, no.
I can't sit and talk to cute Doc Emmerich. I can't do it. I'm so embarrassed.
Fires.
I call Nick. And at that point, like I told Nick everything. Like Nick got me my first divorce lawyer. Like there wasn't anything I didn't tell Nick, but even this, I was going to be like, I can't tell him I'm calling out sick of this game because I have a full acne breakout. But I did. I was like, I feel so bad. You got to get me out of here. You have to call. I don't remember who it was at Versus and get me off this game. So I called in sick because I had a full on meltdown because of my acne. There you go, Nick.
Wow.
I lied to you for the first and last time ever. Yeah.
And that's
how
hard.
Bad
we
it
don't
was.
Call. That's sad. I actually feel really bad about that. That's not just a big zapper on your chin that you're, you know.
No, and I'm going to tell you why, too, because you had to go and versus like you had access. Like you always get better access that's like way better than any other sport, right?
Yeah.
You're like going on the benches and like standing next to the coach. And I was like, I can't do it. There's no amount of makeup with that fluorescent overhead lighting in. I know. It's okay. You don't have to feel bad for me. I lied. I shouldn't have lied, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well,
so yeah,
I haven't called in sick, but I've had the moments. I was trying to write them down for you the other day, like in the hotel, we were trying to figure out, like you said, it's great lighting, especially after you've had a few drinks, you're on the road. You're like, I'm a dermatologist. I can handle this. I remember it wasn't my first All-Star game for Fox. It was maybe my second. It was New York. It was great. I had a massive zapper and it was just not getting better. Well, what does everybody tell you to do? Leave it alone. Don't tell me to leave it alone because I'm not going to leave it alone because you know what? Before I go to bed.
That's like when someone tells us to relax.
Yeah. I'm not calming down and I'm not leaving my zit alone. I think if I could give it one more poke and squeeze, I got it. You just got to get to the heartbeat. You got to get there, get the pit out and roll with it. I can handle the blood. Anyways, I'm on the end. I'm on the National League side. And Matt Harvey, I think, started that game. And I was like, I just had this doozy. Yep. And the makeup artist in New York was like, just don't touch it. Leave it alone. Well, she just kept putting, we kept putting like makeup on it. Well, what's that doing? It's just festering. Nothing. It's growing. It's getting bigger. It's got a heartbeat.
Mount Rushmore.
Whitehead, a la mode. And so I was like, right before he came out, because you get the player right after he comes out, I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going. So I grabbed my mirror, and I'm around other reporters, and I was like, I don't care. I just squeezed it really fast.
No, you did it.
He comes off the field. They're like, Pete Macheska, God love him. He's got a Jersey accent. Aaron, you ready for Matt Harvey? I was like,
that's her producer for baseball, who's a dream, by the
way. Dream. I was like, you know what? I'm going to need a minute. I think Mets PR said he needs a minute. Well, we needed a minute because I was having like Jupiter come out of my nose and Saturn's rings. It was just oozing. So I was like, all right. And then I looked at the makeup artist. I'm like, we have to fix this. And she goes, you are bleeding. I can't do anything about it.
We got a bleeder.
I get really gross. I've heard to stop bleeding, you can sometimes use lip balm. So I like literally take like cherry chapstick and rub it on the wound.
Why didn't you tell me this? And why cherry?
Why? It's just what I had handy, you know, little chapstick situation. And I rubbed it on the wound. It was fine. It stopped bleeding. We caked on the makeup. And I think I did the interview like side profile to Matt Harvey. How'd it go? What was it like starting in your, you know, team's town? I mean, what a mess.
Oh, my God. You're a better person than I am. You can just pop that zit and go out and do the interview. I'm calling in sick.
Yeah. I've done it all. I was going down memory lane with the tournament coming on. We did Greg Oden's high school basketball game because obviously he was going to be a big recruit for Ohio State. It was at Hinkle Field. I got put with Bill Raftery and Jay Billis and Sean McDonough, and I had this monster on my chin. We went out. We had some cocktails, if anyone knows Raft. I got back. I had a lot of
onions.
Send it in, Jerome. I had a lot of courage in me, popped it, and then put whitening toothpaste on it overnight. Woke up with a massive sore on my face. There was no chapstick covering that. I mean, it was just full blown drama, open wound, pop, pop goes the weasel goes pop.
Oh, I actually want to ask Dr. Pimple Popper. That brings me to thought. I want to ask her where this toothpaste thing came from because I've tried it so many times and it never works.
Our moms.
These are incredible stories. The things I learn about you on our podcast, Aaron, stars, they're just like us.
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'll think about it, like the needle going in with the cortisone. I'm like, maybe if I envision it like Giselle Bundchen, like, you know, her like thinking things and happiness and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, if I think the needle's going in my sleep, I'll wake up and it's gone. No, still there. Heartbeat, volcano. Great.
I mean. Leave it alone. When in doubt, leave it alone.
Calm down.
Things we can never do. If you like acne, this is the podcast episode for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll never forget. We had a text chains. We're going to wrap it up and go to break. But our text chains with Brooklyn Decker, she won't care if we say it because she doesn't care. You, me, and Brooklyn Decker would be on a text chain like comparing notes on whose zit that week was bigger. We have plenty more acne stories coming up. If you're suffering, suffer no more. We are your friends. Dr. Pimple Popper coming up next after the break. Aaron with the Matt Harvey story. That's unbelievable.
You got to get to the pit. You got to get to the pit and get it out.
Strike one.
Yep. No balls, no strikes.
I mean, Aaron and I haven't been this excited in a long time. We welcome in Dr. Sandra Lee, one of America's top dermatologists, YouTube sensations. You know her as the Dr. Pimple Popper and Aaron's favorite individual. I cannot tell you, doctor, how many videos Aaron sends of your stuff. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast.
Thank you for having me. And I'm so fortunate to have a popaholic in our midst, really, because we have a connection then. She gets it. Yes, and I get it too. I understand. Yes.
My hairy arms I'm showing right now, my goosebumps. Yes, Carissa, she is the original Mr. 305. She is internationally known as, like you said, Dr. Pimple Popper. And she has kind of created this cult out there called the Popaholics. And I may be the vice president, the president of it.
We need a vice president. Yes, we do. I'm like the Pied Piper of pimples, I feel like. So, you know, we'll just spread good cheer everywhere. That's a funny thing too, right? It makes people happy. It's nothing bad. It's all positive.
What's so interesting about that, doctor, is I have struggled. I mean, this is not, you know, a tutorial here about my acne I've had my whole life, but I've always had breakouts. So Aaron and I will exchange pictures back and forth of like the cystic ones. Like we rate them. We've got different scales. But I'm going to be honest with you. Her and I maybe don't go around popping them the right way. I'm like looking for a safety pin. I'm taking a lighter to like sterilize the end. We need, I know, Aaron's cringing.
That's a good thing. At least you're sterilizing things and not using pretty. Yeah, that's all. You're thinking in the right way.
We need all of your help. But let's just first get into the fact of like, how did you become Dr. Pimple Popper?
Well, it happened like about 5-6 years ago that I just decided to start an Instagram page just to show like a little window into my world. You know, it's a super visual field, obviously. And I just thought for some silly, probably stupid reason that people would like to watch, you know, skin diseases next to their travel videos and their fashion videos or something. Yeah. So I started posting and just showing a little about my patients in my office. And then early on, I posted a blackhead extraction video. And I was kind of floored by like the comments. People were saying they were sharing it with their friends or they were going, that's so amazing, you know? And I thought, oh my God, this is really weird. Like, why are these people all excited? So I just tried to do it again. I did it right away the next day and it happened again. And through that, I kind of went down this little hole here on the internet and I discovered that I happened upon Reddit and I discovered that there was like a community of people that just shared popping videos with each other.
No way.
Yes.
Did you see any of Aaron and I's submissions? Maybe we had some.
You might have some in there. You might have to look closely. They might be talking about you.
Don't look too close.
but they were just sharing these videos and they were videos of like people in their garage or like at the beach and they had like just bare, no gloves on and paper towels and beer bottles and dogs barking. And it was disarming to me. But then I thought I mean, this is what comes into my office. I could give them the good stuff. And like I could be their queen. You know, so I started to post on there and then I posted on YouTube and then look what happened. I don't know how this quite got to this point, but yeah, we have this amazing TV show that I'm so lucky to be a part of. And now we're popping some very big things and we've gotten to a point, you know, certainly a limit, but certainly it's all been amazing that, you know, these are things that I've been training for years and suddenly that's what I'm doing, you know, for my life.
You mentioned the blackhead extraction. I mean, I'll just go out there and say, that's like porn to me. That is like, I am dialed in. I want to see the roots of it. I want to hear it come out. Like I'm dying. I see the pus and then I want to know the root. I get it. I am, like I said, I have this weird, weird, just fascination with popping zits. When did you know? You mentioned that one was a big one, but when did you know we got something here and we need to go to these networks and sell them on this?
Well, it was growing pretty fast, like really quickly in the first few months. Because the thing is that even back there, especially back then, the way that social media worked is if you had a big reaction, if you engaged with it, it would grow. So either people hated it, what I showed, or they loved it.
Yeah.
But either way, they had to show somebody. And so that's how it grew. And then I think at one point, like 5 months in, a big internet social media thing kind of took it over and did a reaction video and it went viral. Like it went like my phone was flipping like crazy. And that's when I knew like this was a thing. And I kept working on it. I was putting something out every single day, you know, just to see what would happen here. Like it was amazing to me that it would just grow and grow.
I mean, it's crazy though to me. And again, as somebody who's popped a lot of zits on my own face and like maybe even one or two on somebody else's back I was dating. It's disgusting. I'm going to be honest. It's like so gross, but like we're Aaron and I, and clearly so many others, you've got 20 million followers like on social media platforms. So a lot of people are interested in this. And it's almost like this, it's like we don't want to say that we're obsessed with it, but we are clearly. Are you surprised by how many people love this like grotesque thing of popping zits?
I mean, I was initially surprised. I was sort of like, what the heck is going on here? Who are these people? Like, what is
weirdos?
Going on?
Who are these weirdos?
Me.
but I get it. I get it now. I definitely, because, you know, it's cathartic. It's really, so many people watch these videos, you may be included, as like a bedtime story. It kind of relaxes you. It's like a zen, like you are something that is not supposed to be there. You're taking it out and you're making things more back to, you know, what we would say normal.
There is a satisfaction in popping a good zit when you get it and you know that you're not going to scar and it's like a one hit. Like, I'm in on those, but it's just, it's always fascinating to me. And I know it is to Aaron as well, which is why we were thrilled to be talking to you, because there's so many questions we have, including, is it okay that Aaron and I have used our fertility needles to pop zits on our face?
True.
Probably better than other things. I mean, what do you know what gauge needle that is? Like, is it pretty?
I'm going to go look after I talk to you. It bleeds fast.
Yeah, I mean, the smaller the gauge, meaning like the finer the needle, probably the smaller the little nick you can make on the surface. Mm-hmm. And just, I think that the key is with popping pimples, I'm going to be like every other dermatologist and say, you should not pop your own pimples. But I know many of us are going to, myself included. And so I think that the important thing, just like with all my social media, is the education, like understanding why. And I think you guys get it. I mean, there is certainly an ideal time to pop a pimple, right?
Oh yeah. You got to wait for the good ones.
Right. When it's the most superficial, when it's actually looking its worst, like it's what we call a pustule. It's on the surface of the skin, because you want to get all of that out of it. Yeah. Because if you don't, it's, you know, when you squeeze one too early, it just becomes like Mount Vesuvius, right? It just gets enormous and worse. So you want to get it when it's the most superficial, because the more trauma that you have more deep in the skin, the more risk you have for scarring.
All right. How many times is it splashed up on your face?
Another person, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Or do you wear like a shield? Are you so happy that you now have to wear a protective shield?
Yeah, I definitely am. Overuse my shield. Do I have a shield here, actually? I'll have to send you splash masks. I'll send you my official.
Splash masks. They're called splash masks, Erin. Yes. This is so interesting.
They've certainly splashed like on the wall or on the ceiling. And certainly when it gets in your hair, it's a bummer. Because it's like, you know, when you go to the campfire and you get the smoke in your hair and you can't, every time you turn your head, you smell it. It's like that. You just have to take a shower. Because you just feel like it's acid on you, you know, but it's not, obviously. And it doesn't really smell, or at least I don't smell it. Like, I don't stick my nose in something and smell it. Sometimes they have an odor, but usually that's when it's infected. Like, that's when bacteria is involved.
This is so gross.
And those beautiful, pristine ones that you see me pop are usually not infected. So it's just old skin cells that are wet under your skin. Yeah. So imagine what that would smell like. It's not the best.
What's your favorite ones to pop?
My favorite ones, I don't know if you guys know the name of them, but it's called a dilated pore of Weiner. Have you ever heard of that?
No, wine. You got me at wine.
They're the giant blackheads. Those are the ones that you take out and they just kind of come out whole and they leave a big hole, right? Right. That's a giant blackhead. It's so big that it like dilates the opening of your skin. And like, then you have this, you have to actually cut that hole out to close it.
Oh my God. Cut it out.
But they're beautiful because they're not bloody. They're not like, they don't really require an excision. Oftentimes just a little squeeze and maybe like a little forceps and they kind of pop out whole. Very satisfying. But I also like I also like cysts that kind of come out easily. The ones on the head, they're called pilar cysts and they have thicker walls. So they pop out like an olive. They're really satisfying that way because they're easy and you know that you got it all and you know the person's not in any pain and you're just going to stitch them up and it's going to be so, their life is going to be so much better.
I hope our listeners are, because again, if you're not watching this on YouTube, but you're hearing this and I'm just visualizing all those videos that I watch of yours or the ones that Aaron and I send back and forth to each other. We were on the phone the other day and we were watching some of them and there was that one. Remember, Aaron, the one on the chin? Yeah.
It was so interesting. It came out actually like a full unit. Like it was just like almost like a little piece of cheese. It was insane. I have a question, and I wonder how much you've gotten into this in your life, but I remember a party in the summer a couple years ago. We had a bunch of people over when we were allowed to do that, and I threw it up on AirPlay, one of your videos, we were just having a big party, and it was just, I don't know, maybe a few drinks hit me right, and people were losing their minds. I obviously am part of this popaholic crew, whatever you want to call it. Have you ever talk to somebody with training of what this means, like therapy wise, what does this mean? Why are we so fascinated? What's the deeper meaning with it?
From what I hear, there are a few different things in general that compel people to, you know, really enjoy this or really want to watch it. There's part fascination, certainly, you know, there's like that part, like, you know, what kind of driving by an accident, you can't help but look, you know, but there's also just, it makes people happy, actually. I feel like there's like a a clear story, a clear like dissonance, and then you have a resolution. And I think people know that, like, there's always sort of a happy ending, and it just makes you feel good. And especially, I think, in this day and age where there's so much like negativity and so many reality shows that are just all about people fighting and things being angry, like, it's really nice to see something that is obviously messed up to begin with, but then you're making it like you're making everybody happy and everything back to normal. And I feel like it's a lot like maybe even riding a roller coaster or watching a scary movie, you know, that you get like the endorphins, you get excited, but then at the end you're like, oh, okay, everything's back to normal again.
What's the reaction that you get the most when you say or you reveal that you're Dr. Pimple Popper? What's people's immediate reaction?
They usually know amazingly what that is. Or you know what? I actually get recognized a lot by my voice more than anything, especially before the show.
Me too.
Because I just smile my videos is my voice. And I've gotten stopped in the airport just because somebody heard my voice like across the in the room and they came over. And so I get recognized certainly by the people who love the stuff. Then they, I mean, I would love to someday just be at a like a big awards where all these celebrities are and just stand there and see like, you know, ready to interview people and just see who comes up to me, because there's a lot of closet popaholics out there.
So that's what I was saying. Like, why don't like people don't want to admit, or it's almost like kind of this like gross thing that you're like, don't want to admit that you're into or something like that. Meanwhile, Aaron's showing it videos at the party. I mean, you're unabashed.
There's definitely people that are not embarrassed of it. And I so appreciate that. I feel like you're more ballsy and more rebel, you know, like who cares? Like this is not, there's nothing wrong with this. It's like something that I like. And a lot of people do. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, Selena Gomez, you know, like
they like popping zits,
everything like sports. There's like, you know, sport athletes that love it.
Oh yeah.
There are politicians that love it. It's like, just
it's for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Come one, come all. Okay. Like, let's say the person comes up to you in the airport or whatever. What's a story of like a strange situation that someone came up to you and even asked you to pop a pimple or like, had you look at it? Like, what's the crazy sort of scenarios that you've gotten yourself into? Yeah, you would do that, Erin.
Well, interestingly, I think a lot of the popaholics that come up now, they don't really come up asking me about something, because I think a lot of us that like this stuff, they would get it taken care of or do something to it themselves, you know? So it's not like they're waiting to see me. But I definitely have had people, like, I've been playing golf in the middle of a swing and somebody will cross over two fairways to come up in the middle of my swing, show me their back, you know?
Bad golf etiquette.
Here, let me bend over.
A hole on their back. And I know, like, you know, like weird situations where you're like at a pizza place eating and then the owner finds out and then they want to show you their... or something, you know, in the back. So
while you're eating your pepperoni, here's one on my face.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Worst story. There has to be. I mean, and you don't have to reveal who it was, but what's your worst? And not that it was bad for you, but it was like, wow, this. We got to bring whatever that is behind you. We got to bring the scalpel in.
You know, there's so many of them. There's like, just like the show too is really challenging because they bring me some crazy things. Did you see the guy Leonard with his extra arm? Like he had like a lipoma that popped and it was looking like an extra arm, like an extra appendage just hanging down, flopping. And it was like almost open on the end. And you just don't know what these people are going to walk in with and you don't know their personalities. So you have to really, you know, manage them when they're awake while you're doing, you know, you're doing things to them. And so there's a lot of a big juggling act there. And okay, well, there's a guy in this next season coming up that has, you know what rhinophyma is? It's that overgrowth of the nose, like the skin of the nose.
Oh no, that's
sad. It's associated with rosacea, but it's certainly not everybody's rosacea because that's much more common, has it? Mm-hmm. But this guy has like two cantaloupes hanging from his nose. Like it's, you know, obscuring his mouth and it's like overgrowth. And so that stuff is crazy. It's like the world's record, you know, by far, the kinds of things that we're seeing.
Yeah. Aside from like, okay, you know, there's like the ooh, or like the word pus automatically, like has people have a visceral reaction to the word pus. So like when we're talking about popping zits and things like that, like, yes, there's the entertaining part of it, but truthfully, as somebody who has suffered with acne my whole life, it is traumatic. And Erin and I being in television in the medium of that at HD, and it's like, oh my God, I get really insecure sometimes when I'm having a breakout. I've been on Accutane 100 different times. So what the service that you provide as a dermatologist, or even the awareness and the education, you change people's lives. And, and I'm not being dramatic by saying that. I'm like, I'm somebody who, once my skin is clear, you can go out into the world differently than you can when you're ashamed of a breakout. So what sort of an inspiring situation, or is that your motivation to continue to put these videos out, is to help inspire, entertain, yes, of course, but like help people ultimately?
Right. I say that our videos really firstly entertain people, but they sort of secretly educate you too. You understand things. And also, I think it also increases acceptance. You know, acne is something that affects almost all of us at some point, especially in our teenage years, where we're just really trying to figure out who we are and interacting with others. And to have really bad acne at that age, you know, it's not going to kill you, but it certainly affects the way, the person that you become. Mm-hmm. And I think that we help to breed acceptance here, you know, that the world is not just so filtered and everybody looks so beautiful and there's so much pressure on you. I love the fact that a lot of the newer social media platforms like TikTok, they actually embrace people that have bad acne or have some other physical maybe issue that makes them a little bit different. People are really supportive of that. And that's really like a kind of a backlash to all that has gone on in the years before, and just also helps to make people feel good about themselves. And just to know that, don't treat somebody different if they have this huge extra head growing out on their back. Yeah. Because there's reasons why they didn't have it taken care of. And, you know, don't, they're still a person. They still want the same kind of life as everybody else.
I'm so sweet.
Sandra, is there a story, we talked about your worst kind of, you know, maybe patient that you've had, a situation. Is there your best inspirational story you've walked away with and you kind of always keep it with you? Because you are, you're giving people confidence. You're giving them a new perspective on life. Anything you can share with us story-wise?
I get that happens all. I mean, I'm so lucky that I have this show that gets to show me, because all doctors change people's lives, you know, in a positive way, but I actually get to see it. I get to see how it changes them in their home life, you know, on TV. And people just, there's one person I remember in particular early on. If you go back to YouTube and you look up Pops, this gentleman, he's an older guy who, like, this is when I also, another time where I knew something big was happening here, because he had really bad but amazing blackheads. You know, he was an older gentleman. His wife just passed away and he was lost without her. He was going to have to leave his home and go into a retirement community, and he didn't have the money, and he was very stressed out and very distraught about it. And he talked about it while we were doing his blackheads. Now, nobody knows who he is. They just saw his nose. But the community on YouTube, they got all excited to help him, and it prompted me to start a GoFundMe page. Aww. And people around the world donated like $16,000 to him. And we presented to him in a video, and he just, he was astonished. He knew he was being videotaped. He knew, I told him we started this account, but he didn't really understand or realize that it was going to be this much money. Mm-hmm. And all these letters from around the world. And you should have seen how it changed him. In his last years, he just became so happy and just like, you know, just he knew that people cared about him, and there were people around the world that were thinking about him, and that meant so much.
So, nice.
So that was like a really special thing that I knew that, okay, this is a thing if people around the world are going to donate all this money to him.
Who knew that popping blackheads would bring people together in a GoFundMe page? You just never know where the paths are going to cross. So we're in our bathroom. What's the best way to pop is it?
Give us your do's and don'ts.
Okay. Well, the best way, really, what you want to do is obviously make sure that your instruments and your hands are clean, right?
Okay.
So make sure that you have, you know, everything is as sterile as possible. You have some good points there, kind of sterilizing with a flame or things like that. But if you can get, you know, more even sterile, like single use things, that's very great to have. Steam your skin, make sure, or maybe take a hot shower, opens your pores, softens the debris within the pores, right? Makes it easier to extract. Mm-hmm. Using maybe retinol or Retin-A maybe on a daily basis will help over the weeks prior to doing an extraction. We are going to help to soften your skin to make things come out more easily and also help to prevent new ones.
But my skin tears more when I do that. Like if I'm popping a zit with Retin-A on, I mean, I leave a huge pothole in my face.
Oh. Well, maybe that means you're
don't do
doing
it.
Too much. Maybe it means you're
being very aggressive on the pop. All right.
Well, I think for you, Erin, you might want to set a little timer. I should make a pimple timer, you know, like a little pimple,
what?
And like put the timer on and say, if you're in the bathroom longer than this, you need to not pop anymore.
That's not a bad idea. I could go days in there. Mind blown. I could too.
And sometimes things aren't really poppable too. You might think that they are.
Yeah, I always do.
But they're not. And sometimes, do you know what milia are? Milia are those
white ones. Those I really got to dig in for. And they always get them around my eye. Maybe it's the
night cream.
They
come out like little pearls. They're really around the eyes mostly, but they're harder to pop because they're under the skin. So you usually have to nick the skin a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And remember, like afterwards, also another great thing to do is to use a little spot treatment, like a little benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. Put them, it's like a little pimple facial. You know, you put it on the area, but it'll help your hands off the area. Even pimple patches are great because they are, you know, neutral colored and you can kind of hide. And also it helps remind you to keep your hands away from the area.
Oh my God. You're going to die. I had a massive basketball game one time. This is horrible. And this is, it leads me into the next one. Quick fix on the road, what we should bring in our like cosmetic bag. I had a massive basketball game and I got put with the big dogs, like the A team. I was so excited. I have T-zone and I get monster like cystic acne where it's like the heartbeat. You can see it on air. It's like a
it's
newborn child. Yeah. I decided to like get the skin off. Then I thought putting toothpaste on it overnight would be amazing. Whitening no less too, because who needs that red dot? I woke up the next day for the basketball game, a massive bloody hole in my face. I held the microphone like this the whole game. It was unbelievable. What do you need in your bag as a quick fix if you're traveling or like wedding or something like that and we can't get to you?
Right. Because if you get to a doctor, a dermatologist, they can usually shoot it with a steroid. I bet you
I'd love those. Right?
It makes it go away right away. I would say definitely like a pimple patch, like a hydrocolloid or the like, you know, those little patches you can have that keep your hands off of it. But also like a good benzoyl peroxide. I have some, you know, you can get those kinds of things over the counter and you can just put a little spot treatment on there. You really want to try to leave it alone.
I know.
It's hard because it's all about timing. I mean, if it's going to go through that process right then, unfortunately, it's already there. Like you got to let it run its course. And the issue is if you pick at it, you can really prolong the course of it and make it worse. So it's so hard. I understand. When I say this, I already know that it's not necessarily going to be heeded this advice, but you get it. You understand it. It's just, you gotta train yourself to not, you know, to keep your hands away from it.
What's the deal with the toothpaste thing? Does that ever work? Why do people think that that's a thing?
I feel like that's where our moms loved the toothpaste one.
Well, I think it works a little bit in two ways. One is that if you put this paste on there, it kind of gets dry and chalky, you know, and sometimes like menthol or something like that, maybe it has some kind of, you know, drying kind of component to it, but it also keeps your hand off of it too, because if you have a glob of toothpaste there, but I don't think that it does better than an acne spot treatment. I think that is superior.
Is there a better light or is there a light that you suggest? Because, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times, those airplane bathroom lights, I mean, people probably think I'm having a massive stomach situation for how long I spend in there.
You're popping your zits in the airplane?
You guys, when you're all traveling again, check out that light in there. You see things you've never seen before in your face. Do you agree with me, doctor?
Yeah, but also the magnifying mirror. You got to throw that thing away.
Yes.
These are dangerous. Yeah, they're dangerous because they make you see things that most of us don't see. And you need to just, there's a point where you have to stop, you know, like it can become more of a obsession sometimes. So
no, really? I just can't believe Aaron's in the bathroom and there's a long line outside and she's getting into that blackhead. We now know if you're on a flight with Aaron.
This is like a Komodo. This is a giant one, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Wait, I want one of those.
Yeah. This is what I use usually, like obviously to a smaller degree, but because it puts even pressure around the pimple it's really rounded and like it's smooth edges so that you're not going to really cut into your skin. So you can try to like extract something in a more sterile and clean way.
I remember when I was rocking my long acrylic nails, I was so mad when they were so long because I couldn't really get in there. Part of the reason why they're short now.
You could actually probably make an acrylic nail like this with a little hole in it. And then you could...
That's your next TikTok video
Look at this entrepreneur. She's always thinking of new and creative ways. All right. So you mentioned some of the things we will see. For those that haven't watched the show, you have to. Discovery Plus, Dr. Pimple Popper. You can check her out. All of her different social channels. Aaron and I are clearly huge fans. You've given us some great advice. You've got great stories. look, the great news is that acne is not going anywhere and you are set for life in what you're doing. Where do you want to take your business? And you know, the shows, is that what you enjoy doing the most? Or is it in the office? Like, what part of your business are you excited? Because Erin and I love the business aspect of what you're doing as well.
Well, I mean, I started my own skincare line, which is SLMD Skincare, which is the whole impetus behind like even the social media and building up my YouTube channel, because I realized there are all these people around the world that really wanted answers about, you know, their skin, and they can't see a dermatologist. A lot of people can't see a dermatologist. Yeah. So I really wanted to use my videos to help educate people so that they understand what to use and then actually provide products that they can use that we as dermatologists recommend. And I also think that when you do that, it gives people, they really feel like that they played a big role in solving their problems with their skin. And so they're really proud of it. And I really am very lucky that I have the trust of people and I don't want to let them down. You know, I want to give them the best advice that I can as a dermatologist. And the show, I get to meet people around the world. I mean, I don't know, maybe we'll go on tour one of these days.
Tour! Like you come with a zit and like you'll pop them there. Is like, that's what
site, right?
Sign
Wouldn't
us up.
That be amazing? Live.
Amazing. Live pimple popping.
Yes. And we'll have a splash zone. I want to have like a splash zone. You sit in the front row, you got to get like a poncho and God. I'm sorry, but whatever happens, happens.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Well, I got to tell you, and again, I'm sure if, you know, for our listeners that are just as fascinated with this, the cult that is the Papaholics, even if you're a closet Papaholic, you've turned, you know, your already incredible profession into an incredible empire that is helping people, but also is entertaining. So we're thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you. We can't wait for you to invite us to the office and we'll meet you on tour.
Yeah, all the things. We'll have to do that. That'd be so much fun.
I took away the timer. The timer was the best thing. It was a thrill to even speak to you. I talk about you all the time, like we're already friends. But now that you've like set this personal timer up for me, I can't thank you enough. That's what I'm taking away from this. I need a timer in front of the mirror with my zits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm going to have to send you one. I'll have to send you a special one.
Sandra, before we let you go real quickly, just the three things that our viewers need to remember if you're dealing with acne, how you can help, just quick, three quick tips that listeners can take with them after this combo.
Number one with acne is know when to pop and know when to stop, right? That one's directed right at Erin there too, directly.
In the airport.
That we all get pimples at some time in our life, and it's certainly not the end of the world, you know? And there are treatment options, really understanding what treatments work the best for whatever type of pimple you have is important. And if you have severe acne, go see a dermatologist. There's so many fantastic medication that can really change your life.
Thank you. You have clearly made an impact on a lot of people. And you've also helped bring some humor and some entertainment to a subject that is deeply personal and, you know, sad for a lot of people. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And we can't wait to be in line in that splash zone.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We'll talk again. I'll see you again at my office.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
It's like Disneyland for you.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Magic Kingdom. Here I come.
You know what I'm not going to calm down about? If you haven't downloaded and subscribed, search Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. Welcome. I mean, let's go here, people. You can check out our YouTube page at youtube.com. What do they call those things?
Backslash. I never know. Is it front or is it back?
I don't know. Backstroke. Just calm down. Follow the show at Calm Down Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and follow us on our socials. And don't forget about our cameos.
Oh my God. Call us anytime. We'll answer. Even if we're in the bathroom, leave a message.
Any hour. I love Dr. Lee. She is my jam.
I dream. Erin just said that she shows pimple popping videos at parties. Pimple popping videos at parties. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. What propels you to do this? It's a crowd pleaser, apparently, you said.
I don't know if we were talking about it, but I just felt like, you know, airplay was there and I had enough of the playlist. And I was like, let's just put this on. And everybody was like, Oh my God.
It was awesome. If your party is dull, liven it up with Dr. Sandra Lee. She's great, though. And I like what she said. You know, I know we touched on it at the beginning of the podcast, but I mean, acne's made me sad for a lot of years, and I've learned to laugh about it. But she's really brought some, you know, some lightness to what can be a difficult subject. What was the thing that you found most interesting that she said, other than we need to stop picking our faces?
Yeah, I mean, I knew she was going to tell me that. I loved how she told me I needed a time limit on me picking my face.
Oh, yeah, the timer.
I thought that was awesome. I need a time limit for a lot of things in my life. Nagging, being annoying, you know, festering on things. Anywho, that's a different podcast at a different time. But yeah, no, I love that. But my problem is I do a time limit for that time, take a time out, and then go again. You know what I mean? Because I still got to get the pit.
You're not a quitter. Nope. Would you say that you are a, wait, what's her fan club that you love?
Popaholics.
Popaholic. Would you say you're a popaholic?
Dirt pop. Yeah, I would. I love it. Love it all.
I got to be honest, whenever I've went on Accutane and my skin clears up, like I'm so happy. I'm happy for our wonderful makeup artists, Brittany and Dominique at Fox, mm-hmm. and anybody else that has to touch my face because they don't have to do so much work. They don't suffer from like carpal tunnel with all of the like masking of the concealer. But then I kind of get sad. Like I miss my zits sometimes. And I think to myself, remember when I used to have to pop you all day, every day? But then they come back. Actually, just went and got blood work for more Accutane. So there's that.
I'm sure that's there's the other thing.
What?
No, go ahead.
You're about to touch your
face. Well, I was going to say from games, like when I was thinking of the girls, like as the game progresses, it's like, forget about how many running yards, how many layers of like, but like makeup foundation do I have on it? And it's like this high, you know?
The masks have really helped us though. Don't you think?
Yes.
Because I know some people suffer from maskne because it's, you know, it's like suffocating their face. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been wearing as much makeup because we just wear masks all the time. So that helps my skin. But, you know, look, acne, it's not a big deal. It really isn't.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I was actually told by my dermatologist it's good I have oily skin because it helps with the wrinkles. I'm not sure if that's true, but anyways, Dr. Sandra Lee, what a dream. I can't believe she's made quite the profession off of something that like, who would have thought?
I get sucked in. I sit there and I just watch those videos. I send them to you. You get upset. I'm going to put on our IG a cupcake I found that just grossed you out, like a cupcake of popping zits. Like I thought it was so funny. I'm just intrigued by the whole thing.
I'm curious why people will go as long as they do with these growths, like not get them fixed.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have time. Like my cystic acne or the zit starts to form right away. And I'm like, let's go. Let's start, you know, surgery right away. Here we come. And on that note, I think I'm going to go do it.
No, don't touch your face. I learned a lot today. Again, for those of you that have made it all the way through. And if you're suffering from acne, we're always here for you. And if you're not suffering from acne, we're always here for you. Calm down podcast. We will not calm down. Erin, love you. Until the next time.
Love you.
See ya.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.